like, there's just a part of you that's hoping that it's true, that hoping that it can happen. And when you prove it to yourself, it feels amazing. It was that realization of, I can do this. They gave me the tools. I got this, and I can take this to the next level. It was awesome.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. You know what gets me downright giddy? Hearing from students about how everything is going in their lives and businesses since they made the massive decision to invest in themselves. These four students decided almost a year ago to hand over their credit card for the Knowledge Broker Blueprint. I know you've heard me talk about it before, but this was the only course I took in 2019, and I actually just finished taking it a second time around. I can tell you all day long how incredible the content is, how I've got a new $1 million idea in the process, and all the real tangible results I've seen since personally taking it, but I'll bet that you're probably more interested in the stories of actual students who were kind of not sure if the course was for them and whose businesses don't look exactly like mine. I want for you to hear from students whose lives and businesses look a little bit more like yours. And that's exactly who is on the show today. We have Stephanie, Ann, Hans, Hillary, and Ty. They all took the leap into KBB last year, and the impact they're creating in their own communities with their businesses is massive. And to top it all off, they're building lives that they've always dreamed about. Like when you hear Tyler and Hillary talk about their compelling future and this vision that drove them through all of the obstacles, like I get teary-eyed. They now have the freedom to do the things they love and to impact people in a massive way. And you'll hear their before, their during, and their after stories of KBB, as well as the reservations that they had and how those went out the window as soon as they started the program. To learn more and to sign up to be mentored by yours truly in my bonus Facebook community, the Implementation Lab, hop on over to jennakutcher.com/KBB. That's jennakutcher.com/KBB. You'll find out all of the information needed for you to decide if this is the way that you should make your leap of faith in 2020. Are you ready to chat with these KBB students? I'm so excited about the conversations you're about to hear. Are you ready? Let's go. Thanks to BetaBrand for supporting Gold Digger. Do you have a to-do list that never seems to end? Running from a flight straight to a meeting? Still have to cook dinner for yourself? BetaBrand's dress pant yoga pants are perfect for the office, home, and anywhere your day takes you. Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their first order when you go to betabrand.com/golddigger. What is your next big idea? I know you already have the ingredients to take what you know and turn it into the life and the business that you love. So let's figure out exactly what that looks like. Take the Bank on Your Genius quiz at jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. Okay, Hillary and Tyler, before we dive on in, I first just want to say welcome to my fellow Midwesterners. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, stoked to be here, Jenna.
Okay, so I have to tell everyone this quick story before we dive on into the goodness. But Hillary, I've been following Hillary for years on Instagram. We were connected through a mutual friend. And earlier this year, she posted these Instagram stories and her daughters could literally say the podcast intro verbatim. And then her daughter Sloan goes, and mommy's going to be on the podcast. And this was before we had ever even like established that this was going to happen. And so I was like, your daughters are manifesting goodness into your life. What an amazing world we live in.
I love that. I told them this morning that we were going to be on and Sloan was like, I can't wait to hear it, mom.
So cool. Okay. So first, I just want to hear you guys talk about who you are and what you do. Like introduce yourself to the Gold Digger audience. You are a member of the audience. And so just share a little bit about who is Hillary and Tyler as a couple and as individuals.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're Hillary and Tyler Krieger, and we've been married for what, 7 years,
seven years.
Yeah. We live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And like you said, we have three awesome kids. They're 8, 7, and almost 2. We own a CrossFit gym together, and our new business venture is we combine the science of behavior change with parenting our own three kids. And with that, we help reduce the chaos and increase the joy in your home. And maybe in a more informal way, we basically help get your kids to freaking listen.
Oh, I love that. I love it so much. Tyler, walk us through a little bit of your background, because your story is just so fascinating to me. And I would love for you to share a little bit about how you used to define success and what that looks like for you today.
Yeah, so I have a master's degree in applied behavioral analysis, and that's just a fancy way of saying I'm a behavioral psychologist. So I've been doing that work for about the last decade, working in the autism space and working with kids of varying disabilities. And so that was my goal. That was my dream, was to be a professional in that field. And so for a long time, that's exactly what I did. I ended up working as a consultant and then having the privilege to actually be a clinical director up here in Green Bay. So that's what I've been doing for about the last 6 years. And then additionally, I'm super passionate about fitness. And about 3 years ago, my business partner, Derek, and I and Hillary, together, we opened a CrossFit gym. So and before, you know, any of this stuff, those are the two things that I really focused on doing.
I love that. One of the things that stood out to me about your story, Tyler, was what you envisioned success in the sense of becoming a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And what you believed like that success looks like. And I think so many of us are raised with this vision of success, whether it's taught through us, through the way our parents instill success within us, or textbooks, or the way that the media depicts that. And I laughed so hard because you were talking about like my vision of success used to be having the nicest car in the Walgreens parking lot as a pharmacist. And I now drive a Prius and park outside of my gym, and I'm so happy. And so I feel like you guys are this example of kind of redefining success on your own terms and discovering what your greatest calling is. And that leads me to my next question. So I want to talk a little bit about your relationship as a couple and what it was like to go through this process, because I feel like in this process, you not only united in the fact that you both are great at a lot of things, but also that you have separate gifts. So Hillary, talk to me about what superpower you discovered throughout this process. And then Tyler, talk to me about yours.
Yeah. So my superpower discovering through taking KBB was my implementation. Like, I am able to take an idea, choose the path that I want to go down, and then implement it right away instead of thinking about other things or getting lost in translation and then getting distracted and really becoming a problem solver and taking action, choosing it and moving forward, moving on to the next thing.
Yeah. And that's been, you know, it's been such a gift to me, because as a clinician, I've been really focused on my clinical training of delivering the techniques, delivering all of the technical information. And a lot of times I will just talk at people. And so often that is what kind of drowns our audience, or maybe it has a potential to drown our audience in a lot of that technical language. So when Hillary comes in and is able to come through and help me implement in a way that's just so much more relatable, like, that becomes just such a powerful force between the two of us.
Well, I think Hillary's almost like this translator that like brings this empathy to what you do, Tyler. I think that the way that you guys show up together as a pair really helps express how you serve the world in a way that can relate to just about anyone, especially parents, which I love.
Yeah, I fully 100% agree with that, Jenna. I mean, there is a lot of people in the space that are trying to, you know, preach the same message or deliver the same value that we're doing. And there are a lot of really, really smart people. However, I feel like their message sometimes misses the mark, because, you know, not everyone has gone through 2,000 hours and 2 years of a master's program to learn the technical language associated with behavior change. A lot of times they just want to hear, like Hillary says, they just want to get their kids to freaking listen.
And so,
you know, when I'm coming at them sometimes with this higher level language, Hillary's the one that can then distill what needs to be said and deliver it in a way that is super impactful and powerful, usually through storytelling and through some of those other ways too. So
It's been so beautiful to watch you guys as a pair. And people listening to this right now are probably thinking, oh, they had no obstacles. They just took this information and ran. But can you walk me through the last 6 months of your life and what you've overcome? Because there have been times where I have literally been brought to tears by your story and just this desire, like your passion. I don't know if you guys realize this, but your passion flows through you so strongly that like any obstacle better watch its back because it's not slowing you down. So walk me through what has happened since the day that you said yes to KBB and how your path has unfolded.
Oh my gosh, Jenna. Seriously. Well, to even the day I said yes to KBB, I was actually heading to the bank because my daughter is going through this medical problem. So I had to consolidate some medical bills and I had to give my pitch to the bank and say, actually, can we take out another $2,000 or, you know, half of this loan? I kind of need that, whatever. So I just knew right then and there, I didn't have a single reservation. Then Tyler had... We had just launched a Facebook page just for him to kind of drop some of his behavioral knowledge and connect more and more with parents. I mean, one day at his job, he had told me that he just felt like a ghost of a person walking around there. He was not working with the families one-on-one directly anymore. And I had said like, okay, Tyler, like, how can I help you? As you know, I'm a problem solver. So I just said, let's start a Facebook page. Let's just like talk to parents one-on-one that are having challenging behavior, launch the Facebook page. So from there he did. And we had really, really good response from that. And then moving forward, his work had said, you need to take down that Facebook page. Otherwise you're going to be terminated. And we were kind of like, we thought about it for a second. And so basically we had to make a decision, leave his nearly six-figure job because we started a Facebook page, yep, or continue on with our passions and dreams and whatever that looks like. We didn't have a clear path on that. And now everybody kind of knows what direction we chose. We kept the Facebook page with no other money that we had taken from anybody, no real business venture. I hadn't even LLC'd our business, nothing yet. And we just trudged on, moved forward. We sold our house. We moved our three kids. You know, my mom's probably cringing as she's reliving. Mom's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
And we just bet on ourselves. We bet on our dream and our kids they're versatile. They were along for the ride. Here we are. We've launched numerous other things and I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So some of those other things that we've launched since then has been a one-on-one coaching service that we work directly with parents. We've done group coaching through that as well. I've launched an in-person therapeutic fitness class that is designed at helping kids, you know, self-regulate their coping skills in combination with fitness. And currently we're in the process of building out our digital course.
And your podcast.
And our podcast, yeah.
Yes.
So our podcast, Behavior Buff, too, which has really, really just been an awesome way to even just, you know, broaden our reach.
Well, it's been insane watching because I get like heart palpitations when I think of your story sometimes where I'm like, oh my gosh, there's just been so many opportunities for you guys to say, nope, I'm out. This isn't for me, or the universe is trying to speak to me. And you guys have absolutely crushed it, and not only crushed it, but that you've shown up for other people to show them what's possible. So I want to know, walk me through what it's looked like as a couple kind of moving towards this bigger vision together. Because a lot of times Drew and I, we have very different gifts, very different passions. And people are so curious, like, what does this look like in terms of your marriage? Like, you guys are still figuring this out together, but you went all in on something and decided like, this is the life we want. What has that looked like for you?
I think, you know, Tyler read this book a couple of years ago and it's called The Obstacle is the Way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we really live that out loud. Like, this is just an obstacle. That is the way. It is through the obstacle to get over it. You know, we've had noise from the outside, whether it's family or friends, like, what the heck are you guys doing? And we've just had to really solidify our marriage and our relationship and our family and become this really good communicating unit. And I think it has totally brought us together more. I know I maybe hit on this before, but my love language is quality time spent together. And man, whatever I got to do to spend more time together as my family, with my husband, eating breakfast together, dropping the kids off together, whatever that looks like if there's an obstacle in our path, it doesn't matter to me. We will get through it together.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's two part. The first is, as a clinician, you know, I still have a passion to serve. And my mission has always been to serve as many people as possible. And that just wasn't happening anymore. And I saw the way that things were going, and with the way that the healthcare system is, and the way that the, you know, trading time for money and only being able to work one on one, it just wasn't going to really fulfill my need to serve. And so this route has allowed us to do that and to see the potential of what it can be. That just really, really just jacks me up. The second piece is to echo what Hillary said. It's all about time with our family. We're a family of five and we have not enough time together. And so it's like the kids are at school, you know, and I want to be able to pick them up. I want to be able to drop them off. I want to be present in their life. So when they look back, they could see us together as a unit. And so for us, that was really the driving force. Whatever we need to do to get through, that's our why. And I think that's our shared why. And together, that really helps us drive through anything.
That like makes me want to cry. I think of so many people listening to this that have all of these thoughts that you guys shared. Like, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be a bigger impact that's possible. There's got to be a way to like build this freedom out in our lives on our own terms. And I know that it hasn't been easy, but I feel like if you keep coming back to that belief, like you can overcome just about anything. And I feel like you two are 100% the examples of that. I want to know, if you were talking to somebody that was on the fence, because this is a big decision for a lot of people, I will never underplay the decision to join and to be stretched and to almost throw yourself into the arena and saying like, I'm ready. I know this isn't going to be easy, but I believe in it. What would you tell people that are on the fence today?
I think I'll take this one, Jenna, just because Hillary said she was all in. I mean, already,
she was.
She was driving to the bank, you know, and then here's me, you know, the guy who at the time was the breadwinner and who had a family of five to look after and who, you know, still has a mountain of student debt to pay off with this degree that I worked so hard for. But I think it came down to, you know, just me asking some really honest questions. So, you know, how do I feel honestly working my tail off 40 hours a week plus for someone else's dream? You know, how do I really feel about trading my time for money? You know, that's the only thing in life that you can't replace. And so if you've been asking yourself those questions, and if you've been waiting for an opportunity to take your shot, this is it, because you have a superpower inside of you. And yes, it's going to take work to bring that out, but you're going to need some guidance along the way. And this is what was the thing that gave us that guidance in that direction. And all I can say is I'm a living testament. We're here a year later. I'm sitting down drinking a cup of coffee with my wife, speaking to the one and only Jenna Kutcher while we're just smiling of how amazing these last 6 months to a year has been. And so it's like, you want to be, if you want to be in control of your time and energy, we honestly say that KBB was the one thing that helped us take control and change our lives.
I feel like I have had like the deepest honor of just watching this transformation. And I want to affirm you guys, because not only have you just been showing up and putting it out there, you have been educating people for free, which is aligned with your mission of impact, but you've also been very, very present in our Facebook group and supporting other people in there. Hillary, talk to me a little bit what it was like to just be a part of a community filled with people that truly desire more, because I feel like our community, bar none, I've never been a part of anything like it.
I 100% agree. I didn't know that it was the missing link that I needed in my life. Like, KBB is the course and the outline and the game plan. And like, Jenna, you are the coach and the teacher, and everyone else that signed up for KBB, they're your classmates and your teammates. And Jenna, you've helped us tremendously to like fill in the cracks of where maybe I would have gotten kind of lost if I had just taken KBB on my own. Like, I don't know how to do a landing page. All right, I'm out. Or, you know what I mean? So you really filled in the cracks of how to collect an email address. Like, this is how you do it. Boom. implement. These are the basics of Kajabi. Boom, buy that. You know what I mean? Like, it was really great. On top of it, there's amazing people in that group that I have consulted with them. There's Hans is in the group. Tyler and I are working through his generational wealth challenge right now. Like, there's so much more knowledge on top of the course and the outline and the game plan within that group with you and everybody else in it. It's just that has tenfold been worth it. Can't put a price on it. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been so fun to just, I mean, it is a true community. And I feel like for me, my objection is always like, not another Facebook group. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. You could not go through that group and find a post that doesn't have a single comment, piece of feedback, encouragement. It's unreal, isn't it? Oh, it's just so crazy.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's amazing. I mean, that group is still alive, you know, and kicking. And yes. I feel like there's, like Hillary said, connections that we've made with people who we never would have done in any other way. I mean, there's even people from that group who helped us be our beta for our launches and helped us really solidify our concepts. And so it's like, I would think too, it's like a comedian who is trying to work through some material with their friends on the own with other comedians. And then eventually it's polished enough to take it to the world. I feel like it really served that purpose for us.
Oh, so I want to know, you guys, I want for you to take a minute and just let's future cast with us. So we've talked about the last 6 months. What are you guys excited about? What are you working on? What are you going to put out into the world this decade? Like, talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I think right now we're really focusing on getting our course together so that we're able to launch it to what Tyler said, serve more people. We can only work one-on-one with families for so long and then doing a group setting for so long. So right now I'm really, you know, being the knowledge broker, extracting the knowledge from Tyler and then putting it in, implementing it into a really done for you course that will, just like your courses, Jenna, like you're able to just watch it and then implement. I really want to make that, refine it so that parents are able to take the course to get their kids to listen and then refine it into that. On top of that, like, man, just dreaming with Tyler. I mean, I watch your Instagram stories and I watch Drew's Instagram stories and I saw him with Trent working out. And I was like, man, I just envision Tyler someday, him and maybe Drew and Trent just like, hey, we'll do a 5 mile run and me and you just like drinking we're having a margarita at 10 a.m. Have fun.
I am all on board with this. You know, what I see a lot of us in you guys, we have so many parallel paths, you and I and Tyler and Drew. And I think what I love so much about your story is that people can see themselves through you. There is a reason that you guys are inspiring the masses. And I don't think you even realize that. Before we sign off, can you walk me through, because in my head, I'm like, how in heaven's name did they take a course? They have three children. They're running a CrossFit gym. Tyler was working a full-time job. Hillary, you were serving tables. Like, walk me through what this looked like, because I feel like time is the biggest objection. And if I know anyone with limited time, it's you guys.
For sure. So kind of what that looked like, Tyler would be working at his job. He'd get home at 4:30 at night, give him a swift kiss goodbye. Dinner was ready to go. I'd go work at the restaurant. I would get home at 10:30 at night. Tyler would be waiting for me on the couch. He would have the HDMI cord set up with our kind of janky TV. And we would be watching Tony and Dean, taking notes 10:30 at night until midnight. And we made it work. Tyler would get up at 5:15 a.m. to go and coach CrossFit class. We did that until we finished the course. If we can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's so wild. I was just laughing because I'm like, Tyler's out there mowing the lawn, listening to a module. Yeah, Hillary's driving the kids to school, listening to a module. And it's like, that's what's so beautiful about education these days is it's almost like Netflix. Like, you can get it on demand. I took the course with Conley in an ergo, like walking on the streets of Hawaii, where I would just turn down cul-de-sacs and keep listening because I was so engaged with the content while still being engaged with life. And I feel like you guys are just a really great example of like, if you actually believe in something enough to make it happen, like you will find the time. It was a priority for you. And that was so apparent.
I love that you talked about, I forgot about Tyler mowing the lawn. It's so funny. We fucked over mowing the lawn because it took an hour and a half. I was like, no, I got it. I'm going to do it this time.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's like, my lawn has never looked so good with memes, motivation in my ears. It's going for it, you know?
I love it. Yeah. Okay. Can you guys just share where people can connect with you and get inspired by you and just learn about what you do? I want for anyone listening, especially the doubters out there, I want for you to just jump over and see, because Hillary and Tyler have made massive impact starting from zero, from absolute zero, from the ground up. And this is what they've done in 6 months. So tell us where we can connect with you and learn from you and just hear more about what you do.
So the first place is you can find us on Instagram at Behavior Change Collective. That's where we both receive, you know, messages, or where you can really see our business unfold. You can find us at behaviorchangecollective.com. And then our personal Instagram handles are Ty Krieger.
Yep.
At Instagram, and mine is Hillary Krieger on Instagram. You can additionally find us on Facebook, Behavior Change Collective.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say those would be the best places to find us.
And then our podcast, Behavior Buff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, you guys, I just want to encourage you today and just let you know how much of a joy it has been for me to be inspired by you. I think a lot of times we look at mentors and think that we're learning from them, but I have learned so much from you just about facing adversity and making time and really having this strong vision of what a compelling future looks like. So much so that when the rest of the world is saying you're crazy, you're saying, watch me. And I feel like that's exactly what I've had the honor of doing. So I just want to say thank you for letting me be a part of your life and your story, because it's been an absolute honor.
Just getting started. Thanks, yeah, Jenna, yeah, for thanks. Everything. Seriously.
Thanks, Jenna. And I know I'm on the extreme short list of men on your podcast. So it's such an honor to speak to you and your audience. So
I mean, you're in good company. You're with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and Drew Kutcher. So I think it's really awesome that you're here.
So thank you so much.
Let's pause here for a quick message about your future. Yeah, I know something about your future, and I want for you to open your eyes up to it too. The people you long to serve, the world you want to change, the dream life you want to start living ASAP starts with something so simple, a great idea. It's time for you to find yours, and you've already got the ingredients for it. Start here. I crafted the Bank on Your Genius quiz to help you take what you already know and build a life and a business that you love. Knowledge is the new currency, so find out if you have what it takes to take your genius all the way to the bank. All you need is just a few minutes and a let's see what happens kind of attitude. Check and check. You're ready to begin. Take the Bank on Your Genius quiz at jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. That's jennakutcher.com/bizquiz. What if you showed up to work wearing super cute dress pants that actually felt like your favorite yoga pants? Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants look like dress pants in bootcut or straight leg or skinny leg, except they wear like yoga pants. They are truly super comfy, perfectly stretchy, and they stay wrinkle-free. Who decided that women's dress pants had to be so dang uncomfortable and unforgiving? Whatever your style, Beta Brand has pants to match. Choose from dozens of colors, patterns, cuts, and styles, even premium denim with the same flexibility and comfort as yoga pants. Normally, I wouldn't recommend multitasking, but it's a whole different story when we're talking about multitasking pants. So if you need a pair of pants that multitasks between the gym, to a meeting, or straight off your flight and right into an event with no wrinkles, or you just want to feel comfy as heck during your workday, try out a pair of Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. You can get 20% off your first order when you head to betabrand.com/golddigger. That's 20% off your first order at betabrand.com/golddigger. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. Head to betabrand.com/golddigger for 20% off. I could not be more excited to introduce someone to my audience than introducing you, Hans, to the Gold Digger listeners. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jenna.
You have blessed my life exponentially in the time that I've known you. You have been the best hype boy of an incredible group of women. And beyond all of that, I have gotten to watch you come alive with this message and get it out into the world. I cannot tell you how many people are dying to become students of yours. So before I say too much, will you tell us who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. And Jenna, once again, just thank you. I remember I was at the airport about to take a flight to Richmond, Virginia, and I was looking through Apple Podcasts to download an episode or a podcast that I can listen to during that flight. And Apple Podcasts recommended Gold Digger. So I went on there and I saw, so that was the first time seeing your podcast, and I saw you were interviewing Tony Robbins, and I love Tony Robbins. So I was like, okay, I'm downloading this. So I downloaded it and I listened to that podcast on that flight. And you shared how that was the first man that you, you know, had invited to that podcast. And I got to know your story. I got to see how you interacted with Tony. And that was essentially the first introduction to KBB. And I'm just surprised, like a year and a few months ago was the first time with me listening to your podcast. And at that moment, I knew I wanted to sign up with KBB through you. So when I saw a ton of other people, including Lewis Howes and tons of people like sharing KBB, I just knew it was tempting, but I just felt like there was like this subtle voice saying, you need to sign up through Jenna. You need to sign up through Jenna. And I followed that instinct and I'm here talking to you. It's, it feels like a dream. But to tell your listeners about me, so I'm Hans Boateng. I was born and raised in Ghana, West Africa. And growing up, my parents always used to tell me, Hans, if you want to be successful, if you want to be rich, you want to become a doctor. So then I just kind of had that in my mind that, okay, become a doctor or get a high-paying job, and that's the way. It wasn't until later I was blessed to have met this mentor, and he advised me to read this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki's book. And when I read the book, it completely changed my life, because the first chapter of the book said the rich don't work for money. They start businesses and they invest.
Yeah.
So immediately I was like, okay, I need to start businesses and I need to invest.
Check and check.
Yes, check and check. So I went on that journey because for the first time I realized that this is truly how you're able to live a life of freedom. And I just meshed with that message. So then I went down that path. I started learning a lot about investing and I just kept trying entrepreneurial ventures, like little ventures here. And it wasn't until this one time when I went into a compound calculator to look at how investing $100 a month could impact an individual's life. So I put $100 in and I was like, hey, if someone is making or even earning minimum wage, right? If they wanted to, they could invest $100 a month. So I put that in. So I looked at it from age 20 till age 65. And I realized that that individual investing $100 a month into the entire US stock market index would be worth $1 million by age 65. And that eureka moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think people know this. And I was like, especially, I don't think other immigrants and other minorities know that regardless of how much they earn, if you live in the US and if you can invest even $100 a month or more, you can build wealth. And I just got so inspired by that. You know, I just started sharing it with friends, sharing it with family. So fast forward to today, if I could describe what I do in one sentence, I help professionals with careers build wealth by teaching them how to invest.
That is a great statement, Hans. Holy cow. One thing that I have adored about watching you, and something that I respect at the core of my being about you, is I remember one of the first things you said in our Facebook group, and you said, "No one is speaking to the people like me. None of these books are written for someone like me. I'm lucky to have stumbled upon them, but I want to create something that reaches the masses and helps the people that are just like me." And when I think about your story, I think that so many of us listening, we see this need for something, but we question, who am I to be the one to fill that? Did you ever feel that? Like, who am I? Who is Hans to be the one to fill this giant need?
Yes and no. And I say yes and no because a part of me feels like, why not me?
Yes. Like,
why can someone else do it, but I can't? So that's the part of me. And there's another part, which is kind of a little bit like, well, if I step out, you know, what could happen? Yeah. So for me, I don't look at it from the standpoint of me, because once I focus on myself, it brings a lot of tension. It brings a lot of fear. So instead of thinking about me, I think about, who is the one person or who are the people that I can serve, I can help, so that it's not about me, but it's about them. And when I shift my focus, then it takes a lot of the pressure off.
I love that. Walk me through one of my favorite parts of the program, and I know yours as well, is all of the mindset lessons and the tools that they equip you with. And I mean, Tony Robbins doesn't show up in any courses. This is the first online access that you've ever been given to this man with this brain. And so walk me through some of the mindset shifts that you overcame with the tools that they've given you and that you're now passing on to other people.
Yeah, I think the biggest mindset shift is truly discovering, let's say, your superpower.
Yeah.
And that was a huge mindset shift for me because I've never really used that word, superpower.
Yes.
We might say gift, right? Yep. But the moment that you hear the term superpower, it's like, okay, wow, it's something that I have. It's unique to me.
Yes.
No one does this one thing like me, right? So that was the shift for me in being offered the opportunity to think about my life from the standpoint of what is my superpower. It allowed me then to realize exactly what it is and how I can bring that to the world.
What is your superpower, Hans?
It's interesting. I don't know how others figured out their superpower. I know the KBB program kind of takes you step by step and shows you. But for me, what I did was I went to my best friend.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, I just watched this program and there are so many thoughts going through my mind. What do you think my superpower is? Or can you help me figure it out?
Yes.
And he was like, Hans, come on. Your superpower is obvious. I was like, wait.
Like, help me.
I was like, tell me. He's like, Hans, you make people believe in themselves. And I was like, I paused for a moment and I was like, why shouldn't they believe in themselves?
Yes, you know? It's so common sense to you. That's the tricky thing about superpowers is I agree that terminology almost makes you envision like a cape and you're like, oh, that's reserved for everyone but me. But when you start to uncover that not everyone thinks the way they do or the things that come so easy to you, everyone else is struggling with, it's like, duh, it's crazy.
Yes. So once I realized that, I leaned more into it because then it made sense.
Yeah.
Because when you take that statement, I help others or I help people believe in themselves, all of a sudden it's like, I help them believe they can build wealth.
Yes.
Or I help them believe they can like live a life where it's on their terms. Like I help them believe in whatever they want to pursue or to, you know, journey towards. And yeah, it just, oh my gosh, it changed my life. It transformed my life.
I love that, because when I think about what you do, and I literally just had this conversation with Dean on our last episode, where we talk about so many of us almost avoid the mindset stuff because it's scary, right? Like, we know we're going to have to do emotional work. We know that we have past trauma. We know that we have limiting beliefs. But when we start to do those mindset shifts, that's when the real magic happens. And when I think about how you, Hans, you serve the world, if people don't believe in themselves, they don't believe that they're worth investing in, right?
Yeah.
And so much of your work is actually exactly what your superpower is shifting their mindset to see that they are worthy of this investment, that they are worthy of this wealth, and then you can implement. But until they have that sort of belief, they're not ever going to buy into what you're doing.
No. And right now you're even connecting more dots.
This is why we work well together.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. And like, for anyone listening, I just feel like discovering that superpower. And obviously KBB is going to walk them through step by step. And once they have that framework, they can perhaps have that discussion, you know, maybe with a spouse or their best friend or someone who's known you your entire life, and they'll be able to help you narrow down and figure that out.
Well, I love that. And I think a lot of times, exactly what you said, we need those people to like speak into our lives, the things that come so easy to us. One thing, Hans, that I just appreciate about you so incredibly much is you embraced this group that was dominantly female. And you jumped on in, and you have really shown me and challenged me in a way that it is so important to learn from people that operate differently, that speak differently, that believe different things. And I feel like I feel that same way with Dean and Tony. Like, I am a lifelong learner. I am always learning and growing. And I learn the most when I'm pushed out of my comfort zone, when I look to other things and figure out how to apply them to myself. What has it been like being inside of the implementation lab with a ton of women who are driven, who are obsessed with you, frankly? What has that experience been like for you?
So before I clicked the buy button, it was specifically for KBB.
Yeah.
I knew that the group was going to be filled with a ton of women.
Yeah.
And there was a slight pause, like, Hans, like, you know, are you ready for this? Yep. It was like a moment where I was talking to myself, Hans, are you ready for this? Are you sure you're gonna be comfortable? You know, and then another voice was like, you need to step into this feeling that you, this thought that you think it's going to be uncomfortable, you need to step into it because it's going to be another opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
So then at that moment, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to think too much into this. I already know this is, you are the person I want to sign up through for KBB. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And let me say, oh my gosh, one of the best decisions I've made as an entrepreneur, hands down. Because like, there's this level of support in the group that, in my opinion, is non-existent anywhere else on the internet that I've stumbled on.
Agreed.
And I follow pretty much every influencer. I'm very open to, you know, considering like programs, things like that. I'm a part of a ton of, you know, free Facebook groups and some paid. There's nothing like this, because essentially the best word to describe the implementation lab is support system.
Yeah.
Everyone is there to give, to encourage, to support. They are not just there to take. And I mean, it's just completely transformed me. I never even knew humans like that existed. And I mean, I know a ton of people, and sure, I know that the people closest to me, like my close friends, like my wife, you know, relatives, you know, most of them are like that. But I never knew other people out there could be this loving and supportive. I'm still kind of blown away, and I'm blessed That's the word, to be in the implementation lab. So yes, in the beginning, before taking that leap, I was like, hey, Hans, what are you getting yourself into? And now I'm glad I pushed past that, you know, hesitation.
Yeah, it's a crazy group to me because I try to describe it to people and I lead a bajillion Facebook groups. And I don't know if you remember this, but at the beginning, I was like, I'll be in this group for 30 days.
Yes.
And am still in this group every single day because of the humans. Like, I grew so much being inspired by a community that wants more for their life, that is willing to go out on a limb. Like, you could not scroll through that group and find a post that has no responses on it. Like, there is so much feedback and encouragement and cheerleading and like just celebrating that happens in there. It's insane.
It really is. It's just one of a kind. That's the best word. Yes.
Okay. So I want to know how your life has changed just in your time of taking KBB and not just the course. Like, the course is wonderful, but you have grown as a human being. So talk to me just about the change that you've seen in the last year of your life.
I'll say the biggest change that I've seen in my life is that KBB allowed me to realize I don't need to only run a business where I'm working with individuals one-on-one.
Yeah.
I always had this perception that the only way you could serve is by working on a one-on-one basis with people.
Yes.
And KBB allowed me the program and, you know, even being in the implementation lab, which, by the way, is one of the best, like, best bonuses. And I'm talking about, you know, your Facebook group, just incredibly valuable. But going back to the point, KBB allowed me to realize that I could serve a group, a larger group.
Yeah.
And it challenged me to create this program, which is called Generational Wealth. And the concept is, you know, can you take a group of individuals who've never invested before? They don't know about investing. Perhaps they are scared to invest because they hear the horror stories.
Yeah.
And could you simplify investing and help them understand how, you know, the stock market works, how it's really not that risky, how it's tied to the companies in the US economy? Can you break things down and show them how to get or to buy a stock, and then encourage them to do that consistently for a full year?
Yeah.
So this idea came to me and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I've learned all of these incredible things from KBB. You know, Dean in the program teaches you how selling is not really selling, but rather you're helping someone who's looking for a solution to their problem. So just all of those mindset shifts really helped. And I put this program out in November. And I mean, I'm still in shock. I really am still in shock. I cannot believe it. First and foremost, within a month of launching that program, I had 200 people sign up for the Generational Wealth Challenge. And for anyone listening, wondering, like, what does that mean to me? That is life-changing, completely, like, it's unimaginable. Like, I looked at my expenses, you know, I'm a finance guy. So I looked at my expenses for the year in terms of, like, you know, mortgage, you know, day-to-day expenses. And literally what I sold in 1 month covers my entire expenses for 2020. And I was like, wait, how did that happen? And it's because I allowed KBB or the program to shift my mindset from thinking I only need to work one-on-one with clients and realizing I can work with clients in a group and still serve them.
Yes.
And it's transformed my business. It really has.
Well, I love that tidbit in that piece, because a lot of times we start getting into the business of trading time for money, right? And it's like the only way we can grow is if we keep working more and more and more. But didn't we all do this for freedom? Like, didn't we do this to find this freedom that we felt we couldn't find? And the one thing that I think is so beautiful about your story, Hans, and I personally know people that you have impacted on a deep level, is that you invested once, you've got the blueprint, and now what you are earning is going to compound over time. It's not just a one and done. You are only going to continue to grow and scale, which is wild. Like, when else in life can we put money on the table and learn something that we can then use over and over and over again for years to come to get results?
Yes.
It's insane. Okay, I want to know a little bit more. Tell people where they can connect with you and learn from you, because everyone listening, please go and find Hans. Hans has been this bright spot in my life and in so many people's lives, and he's inspired so many people with the way that he shows up and serves and shares. Where can everybody find out more about you?
Yes, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to thank you, Jenna, for this opportunity to share my experience. You know, I feel like I am no one, and I'm just being honest here. I feel like, you know, I just came into this space not long ago, and the amount of success that I'm seeing, it's like, how did I get here? And I'm reminded it's because of my willingness to learn, right?
Yes.
Whenever I face that hesitation to be able to move forward or to move past it. And I feel like there might be people listening that might be on the fence in terms of like, should I take this step? And the one thing that I would say to anyone listening is, most of us, we have dreams, but we keep looking at others living life. They are living their dreams, and it's like we're looking at them and living vicariously through them. Right? At some point, we need to realize that things might appear risky, but when we do take that step, we realize the risk wasn't as great as it seemed. And also with life, anything that's good, anything that's great, it appears scary, or it appears to be risky. Like, for example, like loving someone and choosing to be vulnerable with them or to give your heart to them, it has an inherent risk. And the risk is that, what if that individual takes advantage of my love, right? Or for example, choosing to take the leap to start a business. There's that risk of, what if I invest my money or I invest my time and it doesn't work out? But the one thing that I would say is, individuals, or we should just all take that step, and most importantly, follow our gut. We cannot live life and let fear hold us back our entire life.
Yeah.
So like, you know, before I share where you all can connect with me, I just felt like I had to share that with anyone listening. But for individuals that want to connect with me on Instagram, you can find me at The Investing Tutor. So The Investing Tutor. So tutor is T-U-T-O-R. And on Facebook as well, The Investing Tutor.
Hans, I really hope that we get to hug in real life this year and just get to continue to work together, because you have transformed so much for me. And just thank you for stepping into your truth and for always just being this light in our group that continues to lift up so many other people and continues to celebrate. Oh, do you celebrate with amazing dance moves? I hope everyone can experience your dance moves at some point of their lives. But I just want to say that you have done the work, my friend, and getting to watch at work has inspired me more than you will ever know. And I will cry, and so I can't say anything else.
Oh, thank you, Jenna. Thank you once again for this opportunity. I hope I've been able to serve your audience. That's the only thing that's important to me, to be able to serve. So I hope I've done that.
You have done that and more. Oh, Stephanie, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to be able to have this conversation with you and to share it with the world.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for being here. So thank you. Thank you.
100%. One of the things, Steph, that I adore about who you are and your story is that you and I have so much in common. We have so many parallels. And when I look at what you've been able to create, especially having three children, I am just blown away. As a new mom myself, I am like, I did not get it. You don't know what you don't know. And now I'm so like, true. I bow down to people like you. So can you just paint the picture for people and just share a little bit about who you are and what you do? And then we can get into all the nitty gritty details.
Yeah, for sure. So I am fun. I'm outgoing. I'm loud. I'm an Enneagram 7, if you can't tell. I love pink. I've got three kids, and you hit the nail right on the head. I started my business 5 years ago with a 17-month-old and a brand newborn that just came out of the NICU. So crazy, crazy circumstances. And I was like, something inside of me was like, I think I can do this. Yeah. Why? Yes. I don't know. I wasn't even sleeping for longer than 2 hours at a time. Like, let's be real.
Delusion. But, maybe that was what it was.
That was exactly what it was. But I was like, I got this. And it just, so if you're out there and you're a mom, ladies, you can totally, totally do this. If I could do it, you can do it. And so it was just so cool. So I opened up my portrait business back then. And then I just started thinking, I love this. I love this business, but I want to do more, impact more people, not work so hard for every dollar. And then that's when I met this. I started getting into podcasting. So I have a business podcast. And then I actually
What is your business podcast?
Oh, bum, bum, bum. It's called the Dreammakers Podcast.
Amazing.
And then I just launched my business membership site, and it's called the Dreammakers Membership.
Incredible. So I'm not going to let you glaze over a very important part of your story.
Yeah.
Stephanie, why did you become a photographer? Because this story actually hit me at my core.
Oh my goodness. There are two kind of reasons. So I was struggling to figure out what I wanted to do. I became a mom and realized super fast that I needed something that was just mine. I suffered really, really badly with postpartum depression, like so, so bad. And so I was trying to come out of this depression. I was trying to figure out who I was as a human. And then us as a family unit, my husband was going to school as well as working. And in 1 year, he only made us $9,000. So as a family of three with one on the way and only $9,000 that we had made that entire year, money was tight to say the least. And I was like, I need to find something that's mine and I need it to make money in order for us to move forward. And I tried everything, Jenna. Like, I sewed tutus, I made hair bows, learned super fast that I hate sewing. Stop that. And I was like, what can I do? And I couldn't figure it out. And we had just had our second child. And I was like, you know what? Let's go get our family photos done. So I was feeling like gorgeous because it was the first time I was wearing like pants that zipped and I had my makeup on and I was feeling all hot, but at the same time feeling like a little self-conscious for the extra baby weight that I gained, you know? And so I went up to the photographer and I asked him, is there any way that you can make me look just a little thinner? Just like hide those parts that I'm feeling self-conscious about. And I was expecting for him to be like, yes, girl, got your back. Like, I can do that for you. And instead, he laughed at me and was like, no, I can't. And oh my gosh, to get through that photo shoot without crying was like the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And on the drive home, I just turned to my husband and I was like, I'm going to become a photographer and I'm going to make every woman feel beautiful. And my husband, he's so used to me just having like ideas all the time. He's like, yeah, that sounds great. Well, that night I was like looking online and I'm like, how much does a camera cost? And I was like, okay, so a camera costs this. I'll probably need to learn how to do it. So how much would a course bring? And I realized that I needed around $800. To make this all possible. So I definitely, since we were only making $9,000 a year, did not have $800. But I've come to learn that if you want something bad enough, you find a way, right? Yeah. So I called all of my family and I was like, is there anything I could do to just make a little extra money? And found out that my grandma had boxes of just scrapbooking papers that she wanted scanned to the computer. And I was like, send me all the boxes. I will scan everything. And I scanned like a mad woman for a week. I was like nursing my baby with one hand, scanning papers with the other hand. Like that is legit how my life looked for that week. And I made the $800. I bought my course. I bought the camera. And then I had $100 left over and I used it for Christmas that year. So that is how I got started with my photography business. And it has been crazy amazing ever since.
It's so incredible to me. A few things. I mean, that story in and of itself is amazing, but you figured out your why right off the bat. You never wanted another woman to feel the way you felt. Mm-hmm. You also were incredibly resourceful, which Dean talks about all the time. Like we're always looking for resources, but we forget to be resourceful.
Yes.
But then the last thing that really like just impresses the heck out of me is that you educated yourself right away. This has nothing to do with KBB. You figured out somebody is ahead of you. You can learn from them instead of trying to piecemeal a plan together with the very limited time you had as a mom of two. You really, what Dean and Tony say, turned decades into days in a sense and figured out how to become a learner, which I think takes people a really long time.
100%. And if you are on the edge, like anyone listening on the edge of wanting to get to that next level, like that's why I love KBB so much. Like invest in yourself, because when you're investing in yourself, you're investing in your future, you're investing in your family. And just like you said, you're going to take decades and turn them into days. And man, that is time that you can't get back. So why not spend the money to move yourself ahead so much faster?
So I want to know, Stephanie, one thing that I, when I think of you and I just like, I kind of overflow with joy in the sense of so many people, and you included, you could be successful for the rest of your days as a photographer. Like you have a gift with photography. However, the only way that you can make more money or make more impact is through working more. And something tells me that's probably not what you want for your life.
No.
So walk me through like when you realize that, okay, I'm trading time for money and there's got to be a different way to do all of these things. What did that look like for you?
First of all, thank you for all the compliments. Man, I'm like over here blushing.
Also true.
Thank you. For me, it was really after my third baby was born. And so my kids are ages 6, 5, and almost 4. So they're very, very close together. I had 3 kids in 2.5 years, like crazy. And I was like, after that 6th kid was born, I really like, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I also wanted to work, but I didn't want my work life to overpower being a stay-at-home mom. And so I had moved to Utah and built a photography business. And I just realized that if I wanted to make more money, I'd have to keep working and getting more clients. And I realized I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to reach more women. And I also wanted to make sure that I could bring in enough money for my family to live the life that we want, go to Disneyland when we want, and still be able to be a stay-at-home mom. So when I realized that, I did not know what the next step looked like. Had no clue. Like when I decided to become a photographer, I didn't even know what the word entrepreneur meant. No one's an entrepreneur in my family. Like I had no idea. And so I was like, okay, what does this look like? What is this next level? You know, what could that even be? And so I dove into personal development. I was like asking everyone like what books I should read. And then people introduced me to podcasts. I didn't even know podcasts existed. Did I live under a rock? Maybe. I don't know. And I was like, oh, podcasts. So I listened to Ed Milet. I listened to you. I listened to Amy Porterfield. And I noticed that all of you guys had stopped trading time for money by building things that you could create once and sell over and over and over and again. And it was like a light bulb went in my mind. And I was like, oh my goodness, that next level of life, it does exist. And it has a name and it's called courses or a membership or, you know, whatever product you want to create and sell over and over again. And so after that, about 6 months later is when I saw a webinar by Dean and Tony for KBB. And there was just part of me that, I don't know, just something inside my soul that was like, could this be the answer? Could this take me to the next level of my life? And yes, it was.
Okay, so one thing that I love about you is that you're not afraid to admit, it's like when you make decisions like that, and especially too, when you're exposed to like a different type of selling, there's so many things going on in your head. Like, is this a scam? Is this too good to be true? What is this? Like, is this for me? And it's so funny because being a part of the launch last year, there were so many things where I'm like, this is not going to resonate with my people. Like, they are never going to know how amazing this program is, because the methodology to sell it is so different than how I do things. And so, I mean, walk me through some of the dialogue that was happening in your head, because I think a lot of us felt it.
Oh, yeah. You are so right on. When I finished the webinar, I was like, this is so scammy.
But my team was like typing, like, what is happening? Wait, what is going on? We're going off the tracks. Like, they aren't communicating how awesome this is.
Yeah, I totally felt that. But that even when the webinar ended and I walked away, there was still a part of me that was curious.
Yeah.
Of like, well, I don't know, like, if it was not scammy and it really was that it really is this awesome, like, what could it do for me? And so that's when I went onto Facebook in the search bar and I was like, knowledge business blueprint, like, what's going to come up? I need to read reviews. I need to see this. I didn't realize it was their first time launching it either, I don't think at the time. And your post came up. And I don't even remember what it said word for word. I just remember reading it and you kind of called them out on the scamminess. And then you said how amazing it was. Yeah. And I had been listening to you for a while and I was like, I trust Jenna. I had literally listened to every single podcast you had put out. Like, I like binge listened and I was like, I trust her. She feels authentic. And if she says it's worth it, what do I have to lose? So that's when I signed up, like right there at that moment, signed up under you. And that was amazing.
Okay, so walk me through, I love, you are so much like me in this sense. Walk me through how you took this course, because you blew me out of the water. Like, talk to me about this process, because in my head, I love to think of objections, because I'm just like, we as human beings are filled with them. And in my head, I'm like, Stephanie has a photography business. She has three children. How the heck is she going to have time to take this program? Walk me through what you did, because your methodology is incredible.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm a little intense. So I'm like, how do I say this without scaring all the people?
Your intenseness is welcome here.
So I knew that if I spent that much money, I wanted to get everything I could out of it. So I hired a babysitter for 2 days. I got my kids at night, but for the rest of the day, they were at a sitter. And I sat down and took the entire course in 2 days. I just sat down. I had to remind myself to pee, because like when you watch,
hydrate,
right? I'm like, oh yeah, eat, Stephanie, go to the bathroom, like take care of yourself. Because when you start taking the course, Tony and especially Dean, like his energy, just like they come through the screen, and I was enchanted by everything I was learning. I was taking all the notes. I loved it. I was absorbing it all. But yeah, I took it in 2 days. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I was going to use all of this information to create a course or a membership site. But I was like, if this information is true, then it should be able to be applied to all businesses.
Yes.
So the next week I was like, could I apply this to my photography business? Even though that's not the reason why I bought the course, I just wanted to see if it would work. Yeah. So the next week I planned out my first launch, followed their steps, and launched a photography for photo shoots and stuff. And I made 10 grand in my first week or two from taking that course.
Insane. And you know what's crazy to me? Like when you say this, I actually just got goosebumps. But when you prove to yourself, one, that you made a worthy investment, is that not like the best feeling in the world, where you're
so
like,
good.
I bet on myself and I wasn't wrong. But two, just proving to yourself that you have something valuable beyond just your gift of taking a photo, it opens up the heavens of what's possible. And it opens up the possibilities like in the most unreal way. Like, I'm only saying this with so much passion because I remember my first course launch like it was yesterday, because it just painted this brand new future that was possible for me that changed everything. Like, what did that feel like for you?
Oh my gosh, I felt like I was on cloud nine. Like, I was like screaming, running around my living room, and my kids are just watching me and they're like, what are you doing, mom? But it really does. It opens up a level of possibility that you didn't even think was Like, there's just a part of you that's hoping that it's true, that hoping that it can happen. Yeah. And when you prove it to yourself, it feels amazing. And $10,000 isn't even like, it's not a whole time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not a year's worth of, it's just, it's kind of a smaller amount, but man, it was that realization of I can do this.
Yeah.
They gave me the tools. They gave me the, I got this. I can do this and I can take this to the next level. It was awesome.
Okay, so talk to me about your membership site, because I'm so excited. It just launched like a week ago.
Yeah.
Walk me through just like how you've kind of taken what KBB taught you and now how you're sharing those gifts with the world, because I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you. So my membership site, which is called the Dreammakers Membership, I created it because I really wanted a place where mompreneurs could get together, learn business while juggling babies and move their business forward. And so I created the type of membership that I would have loved to have as a mom 5 years ago. And so that's kind of what it is. And what I love is in KBB, when you take it, they teach so many different tools. They say, go ahead and take these tools and pass it forward, like teach it. And so I was able to take what I've learned, tweak it, apply it to more of like a mom life, and add in my own learnings from my past 5 years as a photographer and create this membership site for mompreneurs. So I am so excited. We've got a week left in the launch and it's been awesome. The ladies that we already have in there are incredible. And I cannot wait to go on this journey of helping them build their business.
Mm, I love that so much. And I just was complimenting Dean about what you just said, because I feel like a lot of instructors almost teach things in a way that it's like, this is a secret. You use it for yourself, but don't share it with anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, I've taken so many courses over the years, but KBB is truly the first course to equip you with the tools to not only transform your own life, but to then go out and transform the lives of others. And like, I'm kicking myself because I had a mastermind. And let me tell you, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done because I care so deeply. But I'm like, if I would have had these tools and had my own experience with these tools to be able to pass on to people, I feel like my experience would have been totally different. It's like insane how it's honestly like handing you the keys to the kingdom.
Oh, amen. What I love is as soon as Dean teaches you this tool, he also says, now learn it, and then go ahead and use it. And he gets so excited and you can feel that passion. You're like, okay, I can do this. Like, it got me so stoked. And so when I filled out all the workbook, I loved it because they had this workbook that went through along with the videos and I was able to sit and dive in and pull things out of myself that I didn't even know I was lacking, to be honest. It was really awesome. And then to have them say, okay, now go teach it to somebody else. Yeah. And because you went through it, you kind of had an idea of how you wanted to teach it. Oh my gosh, mind blowing. Loved that they gave us that permission and help us reach a level of being a teacher that I don't know if I would have been able to be at if it wasn't for this class.
100%. I want to know, what was your experience like being in the Facebook group, the Implementation Lab, and just what was that like? Because one of the things that I think happens with giant launches like this is people try to throw in all of these crazy bonuses. And my whole goal is to simplify the entire offer for you. I don't want to add on 10 other courses and 3 other masterminds. I want to help you actually prove to yourself that you're worthy of getting results. And so talk to me about that, because I'm proud of the way that we showed up and like simplified it, because the last thing I need is 1800 hours of content that I'm never going to watch.
Right. Oh, for sure. Okay. This is going to sound so cheesy, but the JK KBB group really became home for me and became like a family. I never realized how lonely I had been. And I'm in a neighborhood where I'm the only working mom. You know what I mean? Yes. And so I always feel kind of like the weirdo. I've got pink hair. I'm super outgoing and loud, love to laugh and have a business. And everyone else just does the same thing. And so I felt kind of awkward. And being in a group where everyone had the goals, like they all wanted to move forward. They were also moms building a business. And I just felt like I was finally home. I was finally at a place where people understood me, where people didn't think I was so weird for wanting the moon and the stars and running so hard to get those. And it felt so, so great. And so I walked away with that. Well, I can't even say I walked away because we're still in that
group. Still going
every day, let's be real. But I have gained so many friends from that group and such a feeling of just home. Like, we've cheered each other on. We've comforted each other when things didn't go well. Like, we just have each other's backs and we celebrate each other's successes. And I really loved that kind of community that I feel like you created. And I love that. I also love that when you got in there, it was like you answered our questions and then hopped out. So I knew that if I couldn't hop on there live, I could watch the live later and I would get so many answers, and it respected my time as a mother, if that makes sense. So all the trainings that you added into there, they were very time conscious, but also information packed. And it was so perfect as a busy mom. I loved it.
I know. I love that group so much. It's literally changed my life. And it feels like a family, 110%. I'm so excited about it. Stephanie, where can everybody connect with you, stalk you, figure out what you're doing, join your membership, listen to your podcast? Tell me all the places.
Oh, thanks. Well, I love to hang out on Instagram, probably one of my favorite places. So you can find me at Stephanie Ann Bagley, just my name, and I'll pop up. And my podcast is called The Dreammakers Podcast. So you can listen to it on CastBox, iTunes, all the places. And then join my membership. You can do that at StephanieAnnBagley.com.
Can we just laugh for a minute that you now have your own podcast when you didn't know what podcasts were?
Right.
Welcome to the club of women doing things before we're ready.
So true.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for just being you and for shining your light and sharing your story. I'm so grateful for it. For the first time in a long time, I'm leaving these conversations just feeling speechless. I don't know if my students understand how much they inspire me. And when I think about this last year of spending just time with these people who are hungry to actually impact the world, to get their message out to the masses, to try new things, to fail in public, like when I think about how I was able to watch them, it honestly feels like a lifeline to me. You know, when I started promoting KBB a year ago, I believed so deeply in what the program had done for me as a brand new mom, as someone who had shut her brain off to try to be present on maternity leave, to feel like I was inspired again, actually changed the trajectory of my entire life and business. But what my students don't understand is that in those days of motherhood, when the only thing I would do would be to jump into that Facebook group and to talk and to communicate and to learn and to lead, they were my lifeline. They were my family last year. I know we talked a lot about how I was in that Facebook group and just present with them, but it really became a family of people who believed in more for themselves, who were really committed to cheering each other on and championing one another. These aren't just students who just said, oh yeah, I'll say a few nice things about a course. These are people that I've gotten to intimately know over the last year. And while I know that this episode might feel like just this one giant push to KBB, if anything, I hope you see the possibility through the stories that have been shared today. I really, really hope that you join the course, but even if you choose not to, I hope that in the way that Hans and Stephanie Ann and Hillary and Tyler showed up, that you see that your life doesn't have to stay the same as it is when you listen to this episode, that there is so much more for you to do and that there's a community of people that are willing to walk alongside of you while you figure it out. I really hope that if anything, you take a second to just see if this program is right for you. Regardless of what you decide, the information is waiting for you. You can head to jennakutcher.com/KBB. This is the one and only chance you get to be personally coached by me in a group of students who are hungry in the way that you are hungry, who are committed to showing up for you. Again, that's jennakutcher.com/KBB. And I am eternally grateful that my path has been able to cross with thousands of lives who are doing the work, who are in the arena, and who are believing that there is more for them, because they inspire me just as much as I've inspired them. I hope to see you inside of the course, but I just want you to know whatever you choose, there is more waiting for you, and I hope that you go on that quest to find out what that more is today. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors.
And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.